Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
You done?
I'm ready.
You done? You're running
around
like a
chicken. I'm on time. No Tim Bell salute to start the show. I like it.
Well, I got decisions to make.
Oh.
You know, because there was a death.
Okay.
A very big death last week.
There was. Who's
Dick
that?
Butkus.
Oh, yeah. Number 51.
But not a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
He wanted to beat me up once.
At the Super Bowl?
No. This was at... It was an autograph signing.
Okay.
And he was late. And I was getting something signed for a charity auction.
Okay.
For the Marty Lyons Foundation, which was my life back then. You know, everything was for the Marty Lyons Foundation. They grant wishes for terminally ill children. And what I liked about the Marty Lyons Foundation is we didn't publicize. You know, we didn't put the kids up. None of that. It was really very, very cool. And so I'm waiting to get this signed by Dick Butkus, and he was late. And so when he sits down, I was first in line. I'm always early. You know that. And smarter than you think I am.
Okay.
I know you're thinking that I popped off.
About him being late?
Right.
And how your time is valuable?
Right.
Because that's what your uncle did.
Right. To Jerry Lewis.
Right.
But I'm smarter than you.
Because he's bigger than you. It's Dick Butkus.
Definitely bigger than me. Now, he might have not been able to catch me.
Oh, he could have caught you.
But all he had to do, kind of like what happened in Brazil, when John Morgan asked the question about the steroids, and the fighter said, can somebody take care of that for me? That's all Dick Butkus would have had to say.
Yeah.
Smarter than you think.
Okay.
I got the mini helmet signed for the Marty Lyons Foundation.
Okay.
Then I said, Ray Nitschke wouldn't have been late.
Oh, you did that to him?
I did do that to him.
Oh.
He was not a happy man.
Well, yeah. That's why I gave you that salty look in Phoenix.
Probably.
Did you even get a photo with him?
No. I'm not a photo, you know what?
Yeah, neither am I, but he wanted
not
to take
like
a picture.
Two of you.
He wanted to take a picture with me, so I was going to say.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say no. Yeah. He's a Chicago legend. I'm a pizza guy. Chicago pizza is legendary.
Yeah, but Chicago pizza isn't the best pizza.
Kind of is.
It kind of isn't.
Sort of. No. Depends on the mood.
Pizza Rock is
with this bad. Cold front that just came through Florida, I'm in the mood for a deep dish pizza.
The weather killed me.
And?
The weather's coming tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay.
Was going to go fishing with the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
Oh, Tom Brady's in town?
Yeah.
When did he get back?
How about Tom Brady was at the UFC last Saturday?
He's a fan.
And what was funny was, so I'm in my media seat. And didn't even see him walk in. The Apex, I mean, you know the Apex better than most because we're live on the air and you're gallivanting around the Apex.
That's what I do.
Checking it out.
Looking in the closets.
Crevices and stuff.
See if there's extra gloves laying around.
Brady, you ought to see over in studio number 7.
You're not going to believe it.
Who's there? Look at this picture I got.
I'm in the parking lot. Hey.
Right. So the PR guy leans over and he goes, Randy, look, Tom Brady just walked in. Right there, cage side, Dana seats, the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. But he's there for the WNBA finals.
Well, the WNBA, he's also involved with the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
So he went to both of those. And
speaking of Las Vegas sports teams, Shaq wants to bring a NBA team there, but he doesn't want partners. Just wants to be the only boss.
Well, but LeBron wants Vegas too. Let him fight it out.
Well, that's not a fair fight.
I know. LeBron gets killed.
Crushed.
You know, I was with Shaq Saturday night.
Diesel. I saw him. I saw him with you.
It was a cool event.
You always wear the same outfit?
Yeah.
It's always something camouflaged. Like, you can hide. Like, Shaq.
Hide?
Like, Shaq's too big to hide. Why does he wear camouflage all the time? Like, just stand out.
You can hide in Shaq's jacket.
Oh, I just saw a Facebook thing where it said Shaq joined a dating site. And he, like, asked a girl to go do something. And she wrote back, oh, like Shaq would be on this site. So he deleted it.
Right.
No, one's going to believe it. It's me.
No, I saw that. So, Steve and I, what an epic week we had in Vegas.
Looked like it.
It really was cool. I mean, we were on the run so much that our guest host, I think we saw for maybe 10 minutes in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 6 days.
Wow.
Non-stop. We landed Tuesday. I don't even remember what we did Tuesday morning. Then we went to Dana White Contender Series, had a conversation with the boss.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, we did the radio show. A lot of fun. Then we went and saw the fake Bee Gees. So I do have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So we went and saw the fake Bee Gees.
Okay.
They're called the Australian Bee Gees.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Bee Gees are from the Island of Man, the Isle of Man. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
So they're playing the role of Barry, Maurice, and Robin.
Okay.
Even to the point where they go, hey, Barry. Kind of corny.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Thawed.
So it's three people playing the role of the Bee Gees.
Okay.
Then we went to Kool and the Gang.
Okay.
Very cool. I shouldn't have used that, but I did.
It's you.
They're, you know, Big Daddy Kool is still in the band.
Okay.
You know, he's the Kool of Kool and the Gang.
All right.
Everybody else is obviously not from Kool and the Gang, which was around in the 70s.
Right.
What is the difference? And this is a legitimate question. What is the difference as we're looking at our Facebook? We're live on Facebook.
We are
on the knockoutradio.com site. So if you're there, say hi, do whatever you need to do. What is the difference, Matthew McClellan, of the three characters posing as Barry, Robin, and Maurice, or the, I'm going to make it up, I don't know how many, seven of the eight Kool and the Gang members who were not involved in Kool and the Gang? I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's all either a tribute band or a, you know, continuation cover band.
Right.
But, I mean, having, like, an original member of a band is still, I give that one a nod that it's cooler. I mean, it's definitely more nostalgic.
It was definitely cool. And, again, I
would say Kool and the Gang gets the nod.
Oh, Kool and the Gang were cool. It was, and what was cool about Kool and the Gang, as it was very cool outside as well, is after the show, people flocked to the front. Now, the stage is...
Hold on. What do you mean flocked? Like, how many people could possibly be at a Bee Gees and a
Not
Kool
the
Bee Gees. And the Gang?
No, the Bee Gees, it was, it was like a flock of seagulls.
So all six people in attendance ran over you?
It was packed.
Come on.
It was packed.
Describe packed.
It was in the, I believe, the theater that Elvis performed in.
Okay.
And I would say that the whole bottom was full.
Okay.
And the top was half full. Now, the people at the top didn't storm the stage.
So there are more people at a movie theater, like at a Batman Return movie or at a concert?
Yeah, I would say more.
At the movie.
Producer Steve said it was. All right, so people flocked to the front.
just stop saying the word flocked.
It happened.
Flocked means there was a mad rush. There was pandemonium. Like it was like
okay.
Elvis returned from the grave to like sing for them.
Well,
and
I think a lot
butter.
Of people, including Producer Steve, wanted to look at the mark. Where Elvis did stand on.
Oh.
Which was cool. So anyway, people came to the front. All the band came out.
Use the word moseyed.
Like, no, they stumbled. They stumbled.
People moseyed up to the stage.
They all came out, took pictures. So Robert Cool Bell, you know, who is the cool.
Right.
And then the dude with the clock came out.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. It was really pretty cool. So that was Thursday. Friday... Thursday, I think, is when we went 3.5 years to some national park, which was cool. Then we went and saw Menopause, the musical.
Okay.
Before you crack a joke.
Not joking.
Okay. I had zero interest.
Okay.
Okay. And Jimmy Denning, our co-host out in Vegas, said he felt the same way, even though his wife was in it.
Okay.
But he went to go support Yvette.
Sure.
Not only is Menopause, the musical, pretty good.
Right.
Pretty funny.
Okay.
Yvette kills it. I mean, all four characters killed it.
Okay.
But when you know one of the stars up there,
for sure.
And she's playing that 60s girl and killed it.
Nice.
And then the fights on Saturday, which was really good. We enjoyed the fact that it was an early start.
Mm-hmm.
I wished I would have known, and we would have been on a late flight. But then I got invited and went to the Shaquille O'Neal deal.
Nice.
Which was cool. Shaq, the performers were Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Not my type of tea, but incredible. Girl has a voice.
Her voice is crazy.
Ray Romano.
Okay.
I was expecting more.
Yeah.
I was expecting more.
Were you really?
Yeah, I really was. Huh. You know, I watch...
Never heard anything good about him. Like, ever.
I watch Everyone Loves Raymond all the time.
Yeah, scripted. But it's no, not, I get it. But I don't know how you talk about his comedy.
Dan and Shay.
Oh, that is.
One of the top country duos.
Okay.
So they're up performing. And Shay says that he checks into a hotel and they give him a... He goes, I've always waited for this opportunity to tell this story. So I check into a hotel room and they give me the wrong room. And I go in and it's Shaq's hotel room.
Oh.
And he sees this t-shirt that looked like a bed linen, on and on and on. And he goes, hopefully I'll run into Shaq so I can tell him the story. And Dan goes, you know, he's sitting on stage. He's like 6 feet away. So Shay's like, all right, stop the concert. And he walks over and they talk and hug and, wow. and all. And then John Legend ended.
Okay. John Legend.
Yeah. What would you say, Steve? We listened to about two lines. So at least we can say we heard John Legend and then left.
Oh, that's probably the biggest talent of all the people you mentioned.
Not bigger than Shaq.
Yeah, much bigger than Shaq.
Not bigger.
John Legend.
Not bigger than Shaq.
Not bigger in size, but bigger in impact.
Then Sunday, we tried to watch a little football that started at 6:30 in the morning in Vegas.
Yeah.
But bars didn't want to open that early.
But I thought they didn't close in Vegas. I thought it was like 24 hours.
You know, that's the thing I've always said about Vegas. It's supposed to be a 24/7, but it's really not.
Huh.
You know, it's very misleading.
Well, for the Super Bowl, I bet it will be 24/7. I bet at all hours of the day, you will find something to do in Vegas this year.
So really, we don't need a B&B.
No, we don't need a rim.
We'll
shower at the convention center.
No, at the Bellagio Fountains.
Oh, yeah, we can just take a dip.
Just go in there and take it out. All right, I know we haven't really set up the show yet. We do have a guest coming up in the second hour. We're going to reminisce about everything, about last weekend, about the fights, Bobby Green, holy cannoli. We'll talk about a great deal. And we got some Bucked Up energy drink product nice. To give away as well. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and our newest sponsor, Bio Accelerator.
Oh, what?
We will be right back.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Bob Eubanks. That was the liner. I know you didn't have the headset on, but Bob Eubanks was the recent liner.
I got to meet him over in Tampa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He told me to go on his Cameo and buy a audio recording of him.
Good.
So, but every time I see him on a old school throwback, you know, reel or Facebook clip, it's funny because they play like the
answers. He looks so much younger then.
Crazy young. Yeah.
All right. So I don't know which one I want to talk about first. So you say, which do you want to address first? College football or Major League Baseball playoffs?
Oh, Major League Baseball playoffs, please.
For 20.
For 20.
I hate morons.
Well, there's a lot of them in Major League Baseball.
There's a lot of them in the world.
Yeah, but they mostly play baseball.
All right. You didn't watch the game, I'm sure.
Which one?
Any game.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, did I see any of them? Like, I did not.
Why do I need to say which one when you don't watch anything?
So, solid point.
I think I put the hex on my Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, are they out?
So, no, they're game three, I think, is tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really watch baseball, especially at night at home. So, the Phillies won game one in Atlanta. Game two, they're winning 4-0. All right, so it's late at night. I'm in the bed chair. I can't fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I flip it on. The Phillies are winning 4-0. Wheeler was throwing a no-hitter.
Okay.
All of a sudden, 4-2, now 4-4, now 5-4. Top of the ninth, runner on first.
Okay.
That runner happens to be Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Fans love to rip everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're one of the stars, you get ripped even more.
For sure. Comes with the territory.
Guy comes up, hits like a... wasn't really a line drive, but to right center.
Uh-huh.
Bryce Harper makes the decision. He's not going to catch it. I need to score from first.
Okay.
Takes off.
Good.
I don't want to say it was the greatest catch I've ever seen, but I think his name was Harris, so it makes sense that he made a good play. Makes the catch, throws the ball in. Bryce almost makes it back.
Okay.
Double play. You know how, and even my wife said, you know, especially she goes baseball. Not baseball. Everybody can make up, you know, on a Tuesday at 7 p.m., only two people have ever struck out. He is the third person to strike out at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they said this is the first time in the history of Major League Baseball playoffs that a double play ended a game started by an outfielder.
Okay.
Next, it'll be started by a left-hander
sure.
in the outfield.
And then African-American. Right. Then the first transgender.
Right. So they're ripping Bryce Harper for being doubled off with one out in the top of the ninth.
Okay.
He's got to attempt to score.
Well, but doesn't he have a third base coach that's either going to wave him or hold him up? Like, isn't that the spotter's job?
It's not holding him up at this point.
That's the job.
Well,
the third base coach has an obligation to be the eyes for him as he's running.
You're right.
Full speed ahead.
You're right. So imagine being whoever. The ball looks like it could be in the gap.
Right.
Bryce Harper has taken off.
Yep.
I'm sure by the time he rounds second and is headed for third, kind of like the Meatloaf song, the third base coach is yelling back, back, back. Well, now, as you may or may not know, you have to touch second before you go back to first.
Okay.
You can't run across the infield, like over the pitcher's mound.
Oh, so he caught the ball. The outfielder caught it. Oh, I thought,
No, he caught.
Oh, so I thought
it would have been a double play.
Well, I thought he hit and then grounded, like hit the ball, and then he got thrown out at home.
Okay, and that still would have been fine, because then there would be two outs. And the batter that hit it would be at second.
You're right.
That, and remember the part where I said it was a catch, but not the greatest catch?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah,
every Wednesday, 1-4, right here.
I never really listen to what you say.
Yeah, no shot. No kidding.
This takes up so much memory in my brain. That was a bonehead mistake.
It's not a bonehead mistake.
It is.
It's not.
That's his job on first to see if the ball is going to land first before he runs.
And it looked like the ball was going to fall in.
Yeah, but still. At that level, you have to be smarter than the game.
I disagree. I disagree. He made a strategic decision, and you know me. I'll rip anybody. They don't even need to be.
If the ball fell or popped out, and he's already to third. They go tie the game, and then
But he's got to be rounding to score.
Right.
You're trying to win the game, not tie the game.
Right. Okay.
So if he scores, the guys at second still one out. I'm okay with the decision.
Okay.
I truly am, and I like to rip Bryce Harper.
Okay.
You know, so I'm cool with that. Now, who I do want to rip, do you know about what the University of Miami did? Did you catch any of that bonehead?
What did they do? I heard about it. Hold on. They did something. They ran the ball
They ran the ball.
With, like, I don't know why, but they ran the ball.
Neither does anybody else.
But they're behind?
No, no. Miami's winning the game.
Okay.
There's 42 seconds, give or take,
all right,
left in the game.
Okay.
Second down. I don't know what down. Let's say second down. 42 seconds left. No timeouts.
Okay.
Georgia Tech, no timeouts. 42 seconds left.
Okay.
What would you do on second down?
Run the ball.
No, I would kneel.
Oh, yeah. Didn't kneel the ball.
Right. Well, he didn't. He handed off. He ran the ball for no reason. The guy fumbled.
Okay.
Georgia Tech went on to win the game in 42 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, that dumb.
And I believe it's not the first time he's made the same bonehead. Why? What are you running the ball for?
Probably getting points in Vegas, covering spreads. There's a lot of controversy in the college football.
The pro team in Miami doesn't score with time running out to break the all-time record.
Right.
And this bozo.
I mean, how much do you think is like the gambling lines and the betting? Come on, that's major sports.
No.
It's big.
No.
Bigger than you think it
no.
is.
No, I'm not saying that I trust, believe, whatever. But no, that makes zero sense. You're at the 25-yard line. I'm making it up. I don't know. You're not going, even though it did happen once with Thurman Thomas back in the day. He's not going to go 80 yards. He's not going to go 50 yards. Why are you running the ball?
Yeah.
You're now supposedly involved with a football team. Why? Oh, what happened? Did they play or not?
No. Tampa Catholic did not. They scared.
So Tampa Catholic, and canceled. I know we talked about it last week, canceled a game
scared.
Against a new team that's undefeated and they're loaded, illegally scholarshiped, illegally recruiting.
Beating the brakes off of people.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, when you play three-year-olds, I get it.
They're not three-year-olds. We're just dominant. We might have to go play junior college teams now. Nobody else wants to play us.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
We might have to go junior co.
Hold on. Just like it's stupid to say a college team is going to beat the worst NFL team.
Just saying.
Who is the worst NFL team? Your Broncos?
No, they're not mine. I mean,
they're Walmart's.
Yeah, Walmart. Yeah, Walmart owns them.
College team, the bet Georgia would not beat the Denver Broncos. They wouldn't.
You don't know that.
I do know that. It's men against boys.
Let them play. Let them play the game.
They used to do
that. If Army plays Navy, same thing.
It is, because Navy is adults and Army is junior high people. Hey, I may be going to it this year.
Why?
It's why.
I mean, when?
Why? It's a bucket list.
Are you like once in Navy, always in Navy kind of thing?
Absolutely. Well, but and you've been around me long enough. Navy is supreme over all those other minor league military. Hold on, let me finish.
You're going to get us canceled.
But
go ahead.
I can say that. You can't.
That's true.
I would say they're like my brothers, but you've seen what happens to other brothers.
So now that your country is under war and, like, are you going to go back?
Well, it's not my country.
Well, it's your country.
It's not. My country, I'm an American.
Those are your people.
I have a confrontation coming up with.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
But do you think we're going to get into a conflict? Do you think the U.S. is going to war?
I do think it's going to be.
It's imminent, right? It's hard to avoid at this point.
Well, you know, there's threats. You know, now that threats have been made by both sides. Oh, what are you hearing about my Facebook fight? I may get in a real fist fight.
Oh, let's go.
With a real fighter.
Let's go. Give the address.
I would love for.
My last one didn't show up.
Well, this one will show up.
All right, let's get it.
We could find out who it is.
Tag Daniel.
It's on my good friend Sam Hoger's Facebook page.
Okay.
And. We can talk about that in a second. Where were we before then?
The war. The war is imminent. There's threats on both sides. And I don't know about here, but in the U.S.
And we're backing both sides.
Well, in the U.S., they're not showing what the threats are against the American people from the terrorists. But in Brazil, they're showing the actual videos. So because my wife's Brazilian, we have all the feeds. The threat, if the American population knew what was being targeted against us, they would panic. Like, everyone would be in fear right now.
Well, they're claiming that there's going to be repercussions here in the States.
Well, of course. Why do you think we had that FEMA alert last Wednesday at 2:20 that they all of a sudden just cared that everyone was connected to get alerts? They knew this was coming a week ago.
Yeah, probably true. Supposedly an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, the Ronald Reagan.
Are headed out. Well, they're going to send two now.
Now, see, here's the thing. But when it comes to this. I want to see complete domination.
Sure.
Just like my football team is 5-0 and beating the brakes off of people going up against Georgia and the junior colleges all across the country and P-Tech. And
It's going to get very, very ugly. And a lot of innocent people already have died
way too
will die. But what I did see, and again, normally I don't watch the news. I am a little vested, you know, for obvious reasons. Hamas is, I don't know who, well, it had to be Hamas reached out to Israel to work on a ceasefire.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And you know what Israel said?
Hell no.
Well, they said more than that.
They're going to wipe them off the planet.
Except these things that will be coming your way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's devastating. And like I said, a lot of innocent people on both sides have been killed. I'm going to tell you the argument, shocking, that I've been in regarding this war.
Really? You've been fighting for?
We will discuss what happened. And you tell me where I'm wrong, because you like to throw me under the bus.
I do.
If you can tell me anywhere in this scenario where I was wrong, I will pay for a pizza today.
Nice. Get your money out.
This is Knockout Radio.
We take Bitcoin.
Brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, BioAccelerator, 8-Man Strong, and Snap
Time. And Blood Diamonds.
I went home with a waitress.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Benny Blaze from the University of Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
How about that?
Three steps later or something, Mr. To the door.
If it wasn't that I went to the bar.
You did go to the bar.
I wouldn't have known that was Leonard Skinner, at least as quickly as I noticed it. All right, so here, just so we can get off the war, because you give me a hard time about the bell salutes.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, how many bells are you going to give Dick Butkus? Like, on a scale 0 to 10, what was his impact? Like, how many bells does he get to lay and rest in peace on the show?
He gets a 10.
All 10?
Yeah. But you told me I had to cut back the bells.
Well, it depends on the value of what they do for, like, legacy.
Well, Dick Butkus is a legend.
Okay, a legend.
Right. But you gave me crap that it had to be associated with this show, been a friend of the show, so I didn't. So, all right, we'll end it with the bells then.
All right, 10 bells?
Yeah, we'll do.
Oh, he's getting all 10?
He definitely gets all 10.
Wow.
Even though he treated me and I treated him not the best.
Speaking of not treating you well, who are you getting a war with now?
All right, so Sam Hoger puts a thing up on Facebook.
First of all, who's Sam Hoger?
All right, thanks for being involved in the MMA world.
Sure.
Sam Hoger on the original Tough.
Okay.
I can't tell the joke. I'll tell you privately when Steve turns everything off.
Okay.
I met Sam Hoger at a Denny's at 4 in the morning after UFC 40-ish.
Okay.
It's when Matt Hughes and Sean Sherk.
Okay.
Fought. It's where I met Brad Penny. I invited Brad Penny and another pitcher from the Marlins, Spoonie Burger.
That's not a name.
Yes, it is.
It's a real name?
Yeah.
Spoonie Burger?
Yeah.
Come on.
It is. Marshall Faulk was there. So Marshall left before the Matt Hughes fight, and I moved Brad over so Brad could sit dead center. But, you know, they were all in the front row. He told me a joke that I will not repeat.
All right.
Which, again, humor's humor.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Don't let them censor you, Randy. The FCC won't let you be.
I don't want Sam killed.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm protecting Sam Hooker.
Because Eminem pushed the envelope, and he was at the Lions game on Sunday, and he's a king. He's more popular than Taylor Swift.
I don't know about that.
In Detroit, he's a legend.
Well, maybe in Detroit. You know you can't buy Kelce jerseys.
Really?
They're sold out for like the next 6 weeks. Kelce's laughing his butt off.
He loves it.
I'm getting a quarter on every jersey. Yep. Keep buying, Taylor. Keep buying. All right, so Sam Hooker puts a thing up on the Book of Face. Prayers go out to Israel. So I don't know the order. I could have responded. The other guy could have responded. And I said, F the Hamas.
Okay.
So this guy comes back to try to educate me on the difference between Palestine and Hamas.
All right.
And I said, F Hamas. And I stick with what I say.
All right.
And he's calling me uneducated and Israel's this and Israel's that. And I'm like, hey, Jack Rear, when did I ever bring up Palestine? It's like anything. You know, there's douches all over the world.
For sure.
You know, there's probably some in your restaurant right now.
Way too many.
But that doesn't necessarily mean the restaurant. It doesn't mean you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it does. Doesn't mean me. It probably does. But not trying to be funny, I never said Palestine. There's good people in Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, and that are Palestinians or Palestinians or
Palestinians.
Sorry, whatever they're called. I don't have a problem. You know, it's like this thing, the world we've been in. Not every Karen is a bad Karen.
Uh-huh.
Not every BLM is a bad BLM.
Sure.
You know, and I've always said that. If you know anything about me, it's like the flag, which we're going to talk about the situation, you know, that's now back in the UFC because the flags are back.
Yeah, Dana brought it back.
We'll discuss that. I'm not saying the whole, and he kept ripping me and ripping me and ripping me. And I kept saying, I stand with my original statement. So finally I got mad and I said, okay, this is my last response. I'm going to amend. Thank you. I'm getting riled. I can't even think. I'm going to amend my original statement.
Okay.
It still says F Hamas.
Okay.
But it also says F you.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I unnotified. I should do that anyway. Uneducated morons. You know, I've always said, and that's why I piss off everybody. I piss off both sides because there's good in both sides and there's bad on both sides.
For sure.
In always. Everything.
No question.
But people can't handle that. Are there bad Israelis? Of course there are.
Yeah.
Are there bad Palestinians? Palestinians?
Palestinians.
Well, Palestinians, one of my favorite places in Vegas. I go to Palestinian a lot. It used to be my favorite hamburger place.
Okay.
Do you know why? And maybe you do know why. As a cook, you're not a chef. As a cook.
Not really a cook either.
Well, the grease that was probably on that grill was from the 1818 war.
Nice.
So it made the burgers taste awesome.
Yeah, that's how you season it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this guy is local. He's going to come after you?
I doubt he's local. But whatever. I'm not hard to find.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, will I get my butt kicked? Probably. But I'm not going to change my stance.
So what's your stance on the flags coming back to the UFC?
I don't like it.
What?
I like the flags. I like having a flag. But because you're disrespectful to the flag. Joe Pyfer may kick my butt right here in this restaurant.
Okay.
Do you know who Joe Pyfer is?
No.
Of course not.
Who is that?
Co-main event. Thanks for tuning in. He was on the show last week.
Dang it.
You probably even asked him a question. Joe Pyfer, good kid. Dad grew up in Kensington, so you know he's a rough
kid. I spoke to him. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys bonded over being Philly. But he doesn't really like anything from Philly.
Well, and he said, I'm not Philadelphia.
Right.
He's your new favorite fighter. Drop the flag, in the octagon. And the cameraman grabbed it right away. So I agree with Dana when he says, bring the flags back. If you don't like it, go F yourself.
Sure.
I'm cool with that. I want you to respect the flag.
Okay.
You know, and Joe, who I do like, okay?
Yep.
And he's coming to town. And he even stressed that on the air. And then Nobby said, no, when Randy says something.
Yeah, it's done. He's like, hey, don't tase me or don't make an offer you don't back up.
And I'm backing
you're like,
up.
I got you.
You come to town, which I need to make sure I start saying that. You come to town, we'll hook you up at the restaurant.
Yep.
I'm going to get you a hotel, the limo standing by.
So let me ask you this question just
to
kind of
finish.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I already forgot what the question was.
So real question. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But let's say that Hamas backs and pays for a fighter, and they come into the UFC, and they bring the Hamas flag. Is it get the same respect as any other nation's flag? ISIS, you know, all these different organizations.
Good question.
They don't have a land.
Yeah.
Right. They're not a country.
Then it's not.
But they're an organization.
Yeah, but then it's not a national flag. It's not a flag of a country or state. So
considered a state? Like the state of ISIS is a state, right?
I don't think so.
Isn't it recognized as a state?
I don't think so. But what do I know?
But what do you do? Like, how do you give them the same opportunity as everyone else's flag to represent their club or their nation or their pride or their legacy?
You know me well enough, and I've said it a few times now because unfortunately you do. It would be an awkward situation, but if it is a national flag, as much as I would hope they would trip and break their neck on the way into the octagon.
Or get beheaded.
I would want it treated the same way. I would maybe throw it on the ground.
Now, what if somebody brought in a gun? Like what was the cartoon guy? And he shoots it and it's like, Road bang. It's like Marvin the Martian.
No.
He has a little gun and the little flag pops out.
What?
Be sweet. Come on, you don't think that'd be cool?
No.
Like you pull out the thing, be like, bang, and then like a little flag pops down.
The only way I would want that to be done is if nobody knows you're going to do it. and you pull this gun out of your shorts, and then you get attacked by everybody.
Well, then whoever's checking you to go in the octagon is going to lose their job.
Right.
They're like, check for mouthpiece, check for like cup.
Well, since when have you cared when people
check for weapons?
You know, you fire enough people. Why do you care when people lose jobs?
I can't fire people. I don't even know who they are.
That's true.
It's like, hey, you, the guy over there, get out.
They don't even know you're the owner. That happened to my brother once. He went into one of his offices, and they had no clue who he was. It was perfect.
That's undercover boss.
Yeah.
That's one.
I don't know if he could get away with it because of everything they do. And
he could get away with it, but Shaq couldn't get away with it. He's too big.
Well, of course.
He walks into a Five Guys. They know it's him.
He's all five of them. So my issue with the flag, as much as I'd like it, if you would respect it, I don't really want you to wear it as a coat. Like they do?
Yeah, because it's full of sweat and Vaseline and blood.
Well, it's just, to me, the flag means more than it does to other people. I get that, and I need to learn that.
Could we change the rules of the octagon? Like, maybe add a flagpole in each corner, and then the winner gets to raise the flag? Just ceremony, everybody stands up.
Do you know what the ball at the top of the flagpole, you know there's a ball?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what's in there, or what is supposed to be in there? Dead air's not good.
I would say, I don't know. I have no idea what would be on top of a ball on top of a flagpole.
There's like either a match or a lighter or something like that. And there's a gun.
So if you're being captured.
If you're being attacked or captured.
You burn the flag, you kill yourself.
Yep.
So that no one captures the Mason's flag.
Right.
Wow.
How about that?
And that gun has a little flag in it.
Yeah. Well, that's how you light the flag on fire. You shoot the little flag out, and then the little flag gets on fire,
and then you put the
the big one.
Yep. See?
I just take it, you know, and I even said to some of the PR people as I was starting to get a little upset, I need to let it go. I mean, it's important to me. It's not important to you.
Yeah, but you know Cuban. Let's go to Shark Tank with this idea. Like the little flag gun, bring it to the marketplace.
I know Barbara Cochran, too.
Well, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big idea. I mean, everybody could represent their own nation. Because there's 8 million illegals here in the U.S.
That's all?
Wow, that are registered.
There's 8 million in New York City.
Well, there's 8 million that are registered or whatever they call it, waiting for citizenship.
Sure.
But if every one of those get the back end of the country, there's a sale for everyone. 8 million off a rip.
Luckily, this is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. I got to shut him up any way I can. Brought to you by, we're going to go hit this break, brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Viola Cup.
And the Bang Flag.
Here come the jesters, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Did you hear that guy?
What
the
guy?
Liner?
No.
Ozzie Smith.
Oh, Ozzie, yeah.
The Wizard of Oz, just pictured with your boy, Luca.
Yeah.
The film director.
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned that I was, you know, bat boy for the Cardinals back in the day.
Did you ever send those pictures that got flooded out in the hurricane that came through Tampa? We saw some Ozzie Smith original sign prints that got washed away.
So how did I send something that got washed away?
Well, I thought you were going to reach out to Ozzie and be like, hey, is there any way we can replace these for the family? Because they're veterans and they lost everything in this house. You don't do stuff like that.
I don't do stuff like that.
I thought that was your thing.
That's my thing.
You cash in favors when you have opportunity to be a hero.
Yeah. When the time comes, when the house is replaced.
Oh, yeah. I guess they don't know where to hang it right now.
And before it gets destroyed in the next turn. So.
Come on.
2.5-week period that they'll be able to live safely, you know, in this house in Shore Acres.
So my lawyer came in the other day for dinner. And he said,
he sued.
He said 50% of all single family homes in Shore Acres were flooded out in the hurricane.
Really?
50%.
So again, my first question would be, why do you live in Shore Acres?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Because most of them, there's no waterfront access.
And that's what I've always said. And, you know, we have a very good friend that lost his house. And I know we're joking, but we're not. If you live in Shore Acres, and you said this, if you're on the water, you see the sunrise and sunset, you can fish off your back. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're rolling the dice. And if you have that type of house, then you have the insurance.
Right.
You know, you have the money, you have. But if you're just on my brother lives in Shore Acres. His street floods all the time and blah, 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 blah. He's not on the water. I would never live there.
Did your brother get affected?
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
No, I haven't 50%. Talked to him since the hurricane, but I would assume that he'd be whining if he did. So, you know, I do not know. All right, let's just touch base. We've got about 10 or 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Last week's UFC fight night, Dawson versus Green. A lot of things we can talk about. Let's start at the top. Grant Dawson was ranked number 10. Bobby Green just likes to fight.
Just he's a fighter.
You know, and I don't know if you saw our video from the weigh-in, which I thought was...
They had a confrontation, right?
Bobby Green said on... whatever day we were there, Wednesday, he goes that, you know, Grant Dawson is, you know, trying to come across. Grant Dawson, as a youngster, said that he reached out to all of the people that were on Buddy Beatdown or whatever it was called.
Okay.
And it's where they would find these bullies and
uh-huh.
you know, do a whole scenario, and then they would beat them down and beat them up and whatever. And he said he sent one to every person that was on the whole series, and Bobby Green was the only one that responded.
Oh.
And he goes, Bobby Green, you know, he did this dig about Bobby Green, even though Bobby Green wasn't there. And so Bobby Green brought up at the press conference, he's like, do that when I'm there. Why are you trying to be this funny guy like you're calling out Bobby Green, even though he didn't say it in his third sense? Let me be there. So then Bobby Green walks on the stage first. Dawson walks out second. He goes to shake his hand. Bobby
refuses. I saw that.
And then he's like, blah, 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 blah. And Dawson's like, you know, I know you're trying to play this bad guy, but you're really a nice guy. You reached out to me, and Bobby Green's like, I don't want to hear any of that. That video was stupid. You're trying to, you know, like you're confronting me, only I'm not in the video. He goes, bring that Saturday night. Bring that tomorrow night. And Grant Dawson didn't bring it the next night.
Nope. A lot of times that doesn't happen.
Bobby Green, and you know who Bobby Green's best friend is, allegedly? Alice Cooper, the blonde behind you.
Oh, really?
Oh, he loves Steve's hair.
Yeah? Nice.
You know, now I get it. You used to do the Bozo shoes, the What? Oh. You know,
I was trying to be a professional.
Well, I know, but most times you're not, so I don't
well, I know.
I'm See? Not used to you actually meaning yep. what you say.
Professionals, what it is.
So you used to do the bozo shoes.
Yeah,
the,
red hair.
The red hair. The
dreads.
The stupid stuff that I get.
It gets it.
Well, I've always said it works.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just a professional, and I don't like it. That's Steve and his hair. Wherever we go, people want to know who you are.
Uh-huh.
And that's Steve with the long hair.
Yeah.
So you in the bozo shoes, Steve in the hair.
Well, Barbie so is a popular movie.
Bobby comes to the press, you know, and he's talking to Steve like they're best friends.
Yeah.
So it's one guy who has no hair and one guy that has too much hair.
It's true.
So Bobby looked good. Bobby wants to fight in December.
Yeah.
Bobby wants to this. Bobby
took
that.
No damage, so he can fight.
Dana was asked, you know, that Bobby Green said, he goes, I'm sure we can find a spot for him.
For sure.
Good guy. You know, it's all business. You know, he's been on the show a few times.
Uh-huh.
Joe Pfeiffer was your co-main event. God, did that guy look good.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah. Submitted him. You know, he has all these knockouts. He had a great line when we talked to him last Wednesday. He's like, my opponent, no disrespect, he's 6-5 for a reason.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm 12-2, should be, I'm 11-2, should be 12-1. I like Joe, you know, except for the flag issue. Which we will address, you know, next time I see him. And hopefully he won't kick my butt.
Yeah.
But time will tell.
You always risk that. Like, it's better to fight, like, anonymous Facebook people than UFC fighters that you know will whoop your butt.
Well, no. They're either going to tell me, like I did this guy, to F off.
Huh?
You know, I just don't think, and I discussed it with the UFC PR person, I don't think a lot of these fighters understand.
Well, they don't stop and think.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They don't critically think about, like, if they have, if it's brought to their attention, right, then they have to,
and that's
now
what
they have to deal with it. Right.
And I'm going to bring it to Joe's attention. And just like I did Jason Knight, you can either tell me to F off, you can kick my butt, or you can understand that this means something to a lot of people. And the way Joe Pfeiffer was talking about it after the fight, it means something to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, I'm on support, but, well, then you need to realize the magnitude of what that flag means to a lot of people.
For sure.
And to some, it means nothing.
I mean, look at the Jewish fighter that wears brings the
tan.
The flag, right?
Natan Levy.
So
who, heavily involved, obviously.
So before this war broke out, he was already emotionally vested with the flag and prideful of his nation. And now, I mean, you can just imagine, you know, what it means to him at this point.
Absolutely. And again, I just...
And that's what a flag is supposed to
it's
represent.
It's supposed to.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Now, I get it if it doesn't mean that to you. Back to both sides hate me. It doesn't... All right, it doesn't mean that to you. It's a symbol. It's whatever. It's trash to you.
Uh-huh.
You have a right to treat it that way. You know, it's not like you're going to go to prison because you throw it or burn it or whatever.
Right.
And I can continue to say that you're a jackass.
Right.
And that's my opinion. Your opinion is it's a symbol that doesn't mean anything to you, or you're not happy, or, you know, the way the world's been the last couple of years. Well, that won't be my case. It means something to me.
Sure.
The ones that are in my house mean something to me.
Oh, and you put your life on the line. You signed a blank check to this government, for everything up to and including your life to defend this nation. So, I mean, it means a lot to a lot of people.
Right. You know, and again, we're not going to get into the, but whatever.
But with this thing going on in Israel, with the war, do you think, like, they'll bring back the draft? If we go into a conflict, will they ever enact the draft? Or, because this next generation of kids, like, they're not ready for a war.
No. They're not ready for breakfast.
They can't even go outside. Like, it's too hot. Don't have anything to drink. The Capri Sun won't stay cold. I mean, we're in trouble. Like, if we actually have to use combat skills.
I think our military is still okay.
Dominant. We're still strong.
We're still, in my opinion, the second best. One of the top two, not second best. One of the top two militaries in the world.
China, number one.
Israel, the other one.
Oh, Israel.
You know, well, yeah, Israel's not, they don't mess around.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and I saw something, and this post is probably true. I think it might even have been Kelly that posted it. I don't remember who did it. He said, if you take away all the weapons in Israel, this war is over in 2 days. If you give all the weapons in the world to Israel, this still will run on for the rest of eternity. Think about that for a second. You know, but again, let's you tell me that I bring it down with the 10 bells.
No, it's what's going on in the world. I mean, this is current.
Well, right now we're recapping last Saturday's UFC Fight Night, Dawson versus Green. Alex Morano, who was on the program against Joaquin Buckley. And again, wow.
Yeah.
Nobody expected what happened, I think, except for Joaquin. And he did look dominant.
Yeah, he did.
All right. They don't call you the best repeater commentator.
Yeah.
Drew Dober did our show at International Fight Week. Ricky Glenn did the show. Drew, you know, we were talking about this, Steve and I. Drew Dober has that chiseled chin, the chiseled look, and again, dominant.
Drew won? Drew, I didn't see that fight.
Yeah, very, very dominantly.
Yeah? He's a tough kid, man.
It was honestly a great card.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about, you know, how these cards are underlooked and underappreciated. If it's not, you know, Covington in December,
right,
if it's not John Jones in a couple weeks. I'm glad I went, you know, for the card for the whole week. But for the card, your opening fight, Alexander Hernandez against Bill Algerio, who, after he won, called out Billy Q.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
All right.
So what's that like? Can you imagine what that's like, no matter who you are, you know, whether you're John Jones or Billy Q, mm-hmm, you know, or Steve Lene, when you get called out? Is that like a feeling like, I'm there, I'm making it, or,
for sure,
you know, it's not you calling out, you're now being called
out.
Yeah,
that's when you know you're making, you know,
headway.
Yeah, you're going up. I've been called out a lot.
Oh, I know. Third graders, fifth graders.
I don't look at the age, I don't discriminate. I'll kick all three of them in the head.
You'll run any of them over the bus.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, anyone can get it.
Did we talk about Dana White's PBR Bowl?
No, we did not. Did you go?
Well, no, that is
it's coming up.
It's coming up on the 16th. And then I think that, no, the PBR, I think, is the 16th. He was sometime this week, I think.
The Pro Bowl, I have 8 seconds, right? You got to ride the bowl for 8 seconds.
Or you got to go to 8 Mile. It's one or the other. Spend 8 minutes on 8 Mile or 8 seconds on the bowl.
No, yeah. 8 Mile is easy.
Okay.
I mean, the bowl is
8 seconds.
8 seconds is an eternity.
It is.
Like, you don't think of 8 seconds as being an eternity, but do something crazy like that, 8 seconds feels like forever.
Or anything. You know, imagine being, now again, I was unfortunately under that longer, but imagine whoever's the most dominant fighter at that time, whoever. Colby Covington, he's not the most dominant, but I think he wins in December and he becomes your champion. Matt Hughes back in the day in London where we were grappling and he got on top and said, get out.
Yeah.
I go, get out of what? No, world champions can't get out, but you want me to get out. That was, and it wasn't 8 seconds. It was 5 minutes, which was 2 years,
right.
You know? So I couldn't imagine being on a bull for 8 seconds, being flippity flop flop.
But would you try it though?
Probably not.
Come on. If Dana says all three of us, you, me and Steve, get to go out and ride the bull, you wouldn't take that opportunity.
I don't know. I'd take the opportunity to come out. I don't know if I'm getting on the bull.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I feel really good the one time that I did something I never thought I'd do when I went to skydive.
Yeah.
I felt really good that I was going to do it. I suited up. And then when it got canceled, I feel like I did my opportunity.
Yeah, but this one's not going to get canceled. I don't know, what's the bull going to, like, get COVID or something?
Well,
like,
maybe we get lucky and he just strolls out.
His nose ring, like, gets infected. And he's, I don't know. Like, yeah, come on, let's do it. Set it up with Dana. Let the three of us, whoever lasts the longest on the bull.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
That doesn't interest me.
Seriously?
Seriously. I think I would run with the bulls before I'd ride a bull.
Oh, you have a better chance on top of it. You don't want to be in front of it.
Well, aren't there,
you're
like,
not real mobile.
Aren't there like hallways where you can scoop into the hall?
You got the hip mobility of like a water buffalo.
Yeah, but I still think, it's the typical line. You don't have to outrun the bull. You just have to outrun the slowest runner. I don't think I'm going to be the slowest
bull,
guy.
That bull's going to trample
go
all
through
these,
everybody.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm not riding a bull.
Huh?
I'm not riding a bull.
Come on.
No.
We'll do it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll set it up.
All right.
You ride the bull.
All right.
And then after you ride the bull, I'll make the decision.
Okay.
I can do
I'll
that.
I'll do it.
Oh, I'll get you on a bull.
Like, I want the bull, though. I'm going to be in the actual pro event.
I'm going to put...
I'm not like a practice bull.
Yeah, we're going to put you on the bull at the bar.
I'm not going to ride a practice bull that's not like ready for the game time. I want a real pro bull at the event
Donkey.
And a crab.
Donkey.
I'm not riding a donkey. Donkey. I want the bull.
Donkey, you're not riding a PBR bull.
Yes, that's what
in
I want.
In the PBR.
Yeah, I'll be on PBR. I'll be drinking past Blue Ribbon. I'll be wasted.
Chewing tobacco, spitting.
I'll strap. I'll rope up. Even if it lasts 1 second, who cares?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and the newest sponsor. Thanks for coming on board. Bio Accelerator. Get stem cell and do it in the beautiful country of Colombia.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Turner, Kirby Carlisle from HBO's Arliss, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals,